Welcome back to Cargumentative, a show where four men back from being lost in the jungles of Colombia chat to you about all things cars and automotive. I'm your host, Thomas Faulkner from the Sunday Times, and as usual,
I'm Mark Paluta.
I'm Mike Salomon.
And Madhav Rabid.
It's been ages, gents.
It has. It's really good to be back.
Yeah.
The old gang, good.
The old gang, set in our old ways.
Yeah.
Lots of sustenance in the studio.
It's been a while. We've got a lot to talk about, I hope.
Actually, no one brought snacks. At least I brought tequila.
Yeah. Well, that kind of quantifies. No, qualifies.
No, well, the tequila's good. Tequila's a conversation starter.
Yeah, it is.
So let's talk about tequila.
Makes you guys interesting.
No, that's not. Because we'll go off on a long tangent and the devil will get grumpy. Mark will start yawning and Paige will start shouting.
True story.
It's a true story.
But here's a cool conversation starter.
Go.
I was on a car launch last week.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it was a very cool car. I think it's brilliant. New Suzuki Swift Sport.
Mm.
Nadav's always been a fan of
we
that.
We do like them.
We do. We all like them because we have all driven its predecessor around the Nürburgring.
Yeah.
I look at them very, very...
They're awesome. They rev very high.
They used to. Not anymore. So, what they've done...
They lost that.
They have lost it, but they've actually made it a little bit better. So, it's lighter, okay, for starters. It's under a ton, 970 kilograms. Sure, for a car in 2019.
That seems to be a trend, eh?
No,
I think cars are getting lighter.
But most of them are getting bigger and more bloated. I mean, think about a Golf. Think about a Polo. They're getting bigger.
Yeah, but
they actually are, no, that's true are getting... They are getting...
Well,
yeah, but they're getting lighter, though. They actually are focusing
but,
on the
But
weight.
In today's... Yeah, that's... Sub 1,000 kilos is definitely light, eh?
It is. And it
it's almost as light as your 4C.
About 100 kilos.
See that segue? Let's talk about the 4C.
No.
So tell us about it. Was it cool?
Awesome little car. The old engine's gone, which I don't know.
It was a 1600, right?
It was, but it was a nice, like.
So, what is it now? Still 1600.
No, it's a 1.4 turbo. So, you're getting 103 kilowatts,
emissions.
230 newton meters of torque. And it's actually quick. We got to drive it at Red Star Raceway, which is quite a nice place to test a car like that.
1.4 liter turbo, what is it sharing that engine with?
Vitara. Was in the Vitara.
That's like the little 4x4
SUV-ish
kind of thing.
1.4 booster jet engine. And the pricing, look, 315,000 Rand. For that kind of money, it's probably the most fun-focused, enthusiast car for that price.
315,000 Rand.
Losing touch, eh?
Yeah.
These things are just...
I hear that and I'm like, for what?
It seems like a lot.
I haven't driven it, but I've read a couple of reviews because a new Swift Sport is exciting to me.
Yeah.
So I turned to those pages first, and people seem to think that it's lost a sense of fun. It's much more capable. It's more grown up. You know, they seem to think that people want more premium, more grown up these days. But in the end, it's the old cars used to enjoy being hustled, and it was that kind of slowish car fast thing that we always talk about.
Mm.
And apparently, this has lost it completely. So then one wonders, what's the point?
For me, weight is the biggest thing. To the fact that it's under a ton, it must be lively. It just must be.
It's fun. I mean, okay, so maybe it's lost a little bit of adjustability. Like coming off the throttle, the old one used to get nicely sideways. This is maybe a little bit more. It's got more mechanical grip. Doesn't like skate around it, but it's still for a small, fast, fun car.
Mm.
I think it's pretty awesome. And I mean, what else can you get? There's a Honda Jazz Sport, which is terrible and probably like 10 grand more. Then there's a Corsa GSI, which is also like
how much
in
is
a no
Polo
man's
GTR?
Land. Well, if you spec it to the spec that the Suzuki's got, like over 400,000 Rand.
Really?
Yeah. And this comes with everything. You've got Apple CarPlay and, you know, cruise control, LED lights.
BMW are charging for Apple CarPlay.
Yeah.
How crazy?
Outrageous.
Everyone else, it's free. BMW, no, we must charge.
But I think the...
Why?
You know,
surely it's an app, but you can just download.
No, but there's a license. It's an Apple license.
Let the doctor speak.
I was just going to say, when it's all said and done, we're not getting the Fiesta ST.
No.
And that's the problem.
But why? Because that is brilliant, apparently.
In the end, if it was on the market...
Is it fuel-related?
No.
Normally it's a fuel
thing. It's sales-related.
Yeah.
Our market doesn't
exist. Why would we not be getting a Fiesta ST?
It's not coming here.
It's just not coming here.
I notice those things
all
the time.
If Ford is listening, please don't be silly. keep the Mustang, give us the Fiesta ST.
So, I mean, like, there's a whole geographic region that's going to not have a hot hatch to drive now.
Talking about the Western.
Speaking about Ford, that's a good segue.
That's a good segue.
Because last week was another car launch. The new Mustang, the new facelifted Mustang is out. Mike likes that.
I went in one today.
Yeah.
How cool is this?
The new one or the
I
old?
Went with one of my colleagues.
Yeah.
In a 2.3 EcoBoost convertible.
Oh,
with a Roush exhaust on it.
No.
Which didn't which didn't make much of a difference, but I was on the highway with in the back with the roof off. I swear I was like a dog with its head out the window.
Was it just
like
me?
The worst car in the world than an EcoBoost Mustang?
We were standing outside while Mark was being late.
Yeah.
And we were talking about cars in the 550,000 rand range.
Yeah.
You can pick up a new Mustang for that. A
no.
V8.
You can get a V8. Yeah. If you're prepared to go for a manual, you can get close to 400.
So,
Oh, yeah.
No, man. I'm just
You're saying a used one.
Hashtag just saying. Yeah. No. They're sitting on the floor. The pre-facelift is sitting on the floor. 5 liter V8s for about the 550.
You are kidding me.
No.
Compared to 315 grand Suzuki Swift.
Yeah.
Oh my word,
but
that is
value. People will be pulled off, put off because of the supposed fuel economy.
Whatever.
Just don't rev it so high.
Yeah. Just text write it off.
Use the torque, man.
Use the torque.
Exactly.
And that is, and
that's
the line
good
lock.
Value.
And the line lock. But hold on. We haven't met for a while, so there's been a bit of a hiatus. The biggest news cannot be a Suzuki Swift. As much
Absolutely.
As we all we like
no,
it. No, we're not taking
up.
Anything away from
He's
it.
He's warming up.
What else has been happening?
I told you, the Mustang, new Mustang, V8 gets more power.
Yeah.
The EcoBoost gets more torque. You can now no longer get a manual gearbox. It only comes with a 10-speed auto.
So many
except
speeds.
If you get the Bullet Mustang, which is here.
Ah.
So that
okay, so the
limited to 50, and that's got bigger brakes, it's got even more power.
But it's lots of money.
So a manual V8 Mustang might be a thing to have and keep.
Oh, yes.
Well, I've wanted an American car.
That's super cool.
I've wanted an American car. The thing is that it's cheaper than buying like an old Mustang.
Unfortunately, Mark's been on a buying spree of really shit cars.
Well,
we'll get to that.
I think
whole
the,
other
the
segment,
correct
maybe.
Word is scrap. But
scrap.
Does the Mustang come with a service plan?
It does.
So you can get a brand new Mustang for under 600 grand with the service plan.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's got pretty good value.
I mean, I don't want to say I told you so, but in one of the segments, we had a thing about what to buy, and I did call the Mustang. You guys did agree
with
me.
No, we did.
No, it's great.
It's a four-seater V8 muscle car.
Yeah.
Reasonably comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a great GT car, and it does burnout. It does the best burnout.
Oh, line lock.
Line lock, yeah.
Burnouts.
I did so many burnouts that the engine started to leak oil onto the garage floor. I phoned Ford and said, listen, your car's leaking, and I had to come and take it away.
Oh, no.
Really?
You broke a Ford.
I broke the Ford Mustang, which is designed to do burnouts because there's a line lock function.
Yeah, who designs their car?
Hello.
How are we going to get people to destroy tires? Okay, what else is
from
news?
An American muscle car
to
a Japanese muscle car, which was also launched last week in South Africa, the Lexus RCF. This is the antidote to the M4, which I hate.
Hate.
And the Dove hates.
Hate.
So you're getting for
you. What? So you hate an M4?
Yeah,
I don't like M4.
But on what basis?
It
why?
Doesn't do anything particularly well.
I don't think it's not. It's that bad.
I was actually I was in Pretoria this week, and actually I noticed within 2 minutes of each other on the highway two M3s, which I haven't seen that many of.
No,
in a way, I think it's quite cool.
Yeah. No,
like to have an M3 as opposed to an M4.
So this Lexus, it's the. It's the one like you posted a pic of the other day, that black one.
No, that's an LC500.
So this is one down. It's
RCF
the RC.
Is below that.
Look, it's brilliantly good looking. But how much is this thing?
But not a sports car.
1.3. So it's slightly less than the M4, and you're getting a 5-liter V8, naturally aspirated V8.
Yeah, it's got a cool motor.
It's
same
so cool.
motor as the LC500.
Yes.
Which and packed is, with everything.
Which is the last of like the naturally aspirated V8s around, even.
It sounds
Aston
spectacular.
It does sound good. Yeah. 0 to 100.
Yeah, I heard an LC500 the other day. I was like, whoa, that's probably good.
No, I must admit, it's a great looking car. It really is cool.
It is cool. So that's also
awesome. Yeah,
well, that's cool.
Carbon stuff all over it.
Yeah, so if you get the track edition, which costs more, you get a
so what does that thing cost? Ballpark.
So for the base RCF, 1.3.
And that's also got like a 9-speed or 10-speed gearbox. And
yeah, I think it's a 10-speed.
But you don't get it in a manual, do you?
No, no, you don't. No.
So I've got a question about that car.
Yeah.
So, like, we are notorious for doing circles and ending back at the same discussion point. But the Supra has now surfaced, and I've seen one in real life, and I was.
He also says Rant.
I was really quite upset with it because because it should have been the new M Coupe. It really should have been the new M Coupe.
Why? And it's cooler that it's a Toyota.
No, but that's it's Why? Not a Toyota. That's the whole problem. It's so my question. My question here is, why not use the Lexus as the basis? That surely they should have used that platform as the basis for the Supra.
No.
It's much bigger, much heavier.
Yeah. And they wanted an inline six.
They could have put an inline six in it.
They don't make an inline six.
I think we're giving this Supra too much airtime.
Yeah.
It's really a disappointing thing.
But I want to know about its steering wheel. I want to know why no one's.
You said it's got an MX-5 steering wheel.
No.
What did you say?
I didn't say that. I want to know why no one's making a big deal about its steering wheel.
Why is it a BMW one?
It's the most awful steering wheel. It looks like it's got an integrated trackpad. Has anyone noticed? It's got two vertical spokes at the bottom,
which is fine.
And if you look quickly at the photos, it looks as if there's a space between them, which is reasonable. There isn't. They're joined together. It's this weird, flat, big, fat, hand-sized spoke that's at the bottom. It's awful. And why is no one talking about it?
I don't know.
Because you don't hold it down there.
No, but it's you have this to look weird at it. Thing. It's terrible. I wouldn't be able to look at it. I'd have to replace that instantly.
I do think, though, that the Supra, bar the steering wheel, has a better-looking interior than the BMW.
It's the same, though.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's the same.
The vents are different. Guys.
It's not.
You haven't looked at the
BMW, man.
It's like an interior from the previous generation BMW.
No, it's exactly the same.
The Z4's got a completely different
one. No, it's identical.
Guys.
Supra.
It is a Supra.
It's a Supra.
But it should have been the M Coupe. It would have been great.
They will
as
still
the
bring out an M Coupe. It'll be better than the Supra.
It's been 4 minutes of Toyota speak.
Come on, stop it, Thomas. Again. What else is
you guys new? Brought up the Supra? That's true.
It was him. I don't know why.
Ugh.
So what else has been released recently?
A lot in the time we've been off air. So much that we've forgotten about it.
It's true.
Mm.
Well, for me, there's huge things that we should have.
For me, the exciting part was the Swift Sport. I like those small, accessible cars.
What else is
everyday cars?
I've been seeing. I think obviously a big consignment of the Jimneys have come recently.
I haven't seen one in the flesh yet.
They're really cool. Hey?
They are cool.
Really cool looking thing. I mean, I still think that in Joburg, that little 1.5 liter is going to be a little bit asthmatic.
You know what? I mean, I had one on test.
What a cool thing!
I had for a week, and as a city car,
you
it's
never
ideal
came to show me.
Well,
no.
Are they bound to be dressed up with those big stars on the side? And
you can go wild,
many Jeeps.
Man.
Yeah. I think a really cool looking thing.
It is a cool car. It's a great little city car, town car, cool easy, thing, yeah. Nice and torquey. You don't have to rev it up to like obscene, you know.
But we've got quite an action-packed program in Joburg in the next, let's call it 3 months. Eh? So we've got the Festival of Motoring that's coming up in 2 weeks.
That's right.
Which should be quite a lot of fun. We've got
the
concourse
to say,
which is going to be great. I mean, I think it's always just a treat.
You can take your 959.
It really is. If it's anything like last year, the location is spectacular.
Oh,
it's lovely.
I might take the 959, but and then after that, we're getting close to the 9 hour. Can't wait for this. Absolutely can't wait.
That is a big
deal. Where has the year gone?
Gosh,
it's ridiculous.
Who knows? Yeah. But the 9 hour is. Whoa, I'm just getting so excited.
The only question I've got around that is why aren't they bringing the other cars that race in the same series? We've only got the GT3s coming, so they haven't got the other cars that are in the same endurance series.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just silly.
It's semantics.
Did we have we spoken about the new GT4?
No.
We haven't, eh?
Well, we were off air when the GT4 and Spider came out.
But we can. But if we do.
Let's take a break first.
We have to have a break first.
Okay.
So we'll be back after this.
Join me, Paul Ash, in a beautiful soundscape as we explore the world in the Sunday Times Travel Podcast. Find it at sundaytimes.co.za.
Welcome back to Cargumentative. We were going to talk about the new GT4.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think we should.
No, we have to.
Why?
It's very important.
Is it? Are we allowed to?
Because we've got lots of Porsche fans. And if we don't discuss it... So there's a new GT4 and a new Spider.
Yeah.
That this time around are the same. Same engine, same suspension. I personally don't like it.
Why?
What, the GT4?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't like that segment of car.
Why?
Because it's not a GT3 and it's not a Cayman. It's, I don't know, fast Cayman. Just buy a Cayman S.
What's wrong with the fast Cayman?
Just buy a Cayman S. Brilliant. Why do you need a GT4?
You
just
do.
They're better because you go and drive something like a Cayman R, which is brilliant.
They don't exist anymore.
And you think, if only I had a little bit more power. And then Porsche brings out the GT4. For people like you, always complain about the Cayman R. It's boring. It doesn't have enough power.
Because it's manual. Yes,
I love it. I just love it conceptually. No,
the GT4 is
manual. The GT4, yeah.
I love it conceptually. I mean, I just want to drive it, but no one will give me one to drive. But anyway, that's not.
But also, it's got a got this new 4-litre motor that isn't really a motorsport motor. So, I don't know. It's never going to be as good as a GT3.
But it's not supposed to be a GT3.
But why wouldn't it? It's a mid-engine. It's a mid-engine car. It should be dynamically better.
When the first one came out, and I probably said this ad nauseum, but anyway, I'm going to say it again because I can't.
I haven't driven the current one.
But when the original GT4 came out, they launched it at Le Mans, and they also had the GT3 RS. Mm-hmm. So I got to drive them back to back.
And?
GT3 RS is faster, obviously, but the handling in that Cayman GT4 was brilliant. It was such a nice car.
No, dynamically, it's going to be better, yeah.
Have you driven one?
No.
I've
been a passenger in one.
Really?
Okay. Not the same.
It's not quite.
What does the doctor think?
Because the doc knows.
Doctor wanted a GT4. I spoke him out of it.
Why?
Maybe I shouldn't have.
What do I think?
What do you think?
I think priced right.
Do you think they should have just left, not made another GT4?
I think it was inevitable. I think the fact that it was in demand and supply and demand exceeded supply was going to ensure another generation. And they've actually... I think they've demonstrated that by the amount of money that they've spent developing this next generation, because that 4-litre wasn't cheap to develop. Mm-hmm. At the moment, it's bespoke to the Spider and the GT4, although they have said that it's going into something else in future. I wonder it's not going to be a Carrera T with a 4-litre naturally aspirated.
Why would they do that?
Or an SC?
The question was, so I've driven the GT4, the previous GT4 fair amount.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm obviously not a professional like Thomas, but I thought that it was a great car. I thought it was a fantastic car, and the current the 981 generation of cars are built so well, and it's such a quality piece of kit. And it had a full GT3 front suspension and GT3 brakes. It was a serious piece of kit. My criticisms were relatively minor. One, I agree with the major criticism of the long gearing. It's a sweet peach of an engine, that 3.8, which actually came out of the Carrera S. It's not a motorsport motor, but it's got revs, and it likes to be revved, but the gearing's so long that if you're anywhere on the road, you just don't get there, which is frustrating. So you can't extract everything that you want from the car on the road. I'm sure you can on the
track. But that's true of a lot of modern cars.
Yeah. So, and then... in order to extract something from the chassis to make it feel alive, you really have to start loading it up. You really have to put a lot of speed in that car to start feeling that it's doing something. When it does, it's awfully capable.
It's true of a lot of cars.
Yeah, that's a modern car.
But I think let's add a slightly different angle to this.
And the new one is, I mean, in theory, just adds on to that. But
all right, let's try
it's
and
lovely.
Get...
It was lovely.
Let's
lovely
talk car. About this rather than from perspective of the looking at the new car, because I think in reality you've got to drive all of them. But here's the real question on our mind as like quasi-collectors, is it maybe? How much of a dive will the original take, given that the pricing that's been released on the new one is actually lower than what the price was on the original one?
Prices.
Now, I just funny that when they released the price, the history on the old one in South Africa was that they released a price, the rand tanked, and then the thing landed a serious amount more than what they were intending.
Yeah.
funny that actually they released a price about 2 weeks ago. The Rand's tanked. So by all accounts, we could see this similar thing happening. But we're talking about pricing in the market that's similar to what the original one was getting. And we know that a whole lot of Porsche buyers are around having the latest and the greatest. So by all accounts,
what do you mean? All of them are about that. Most of them, 90% of them want the latest and greatest.
So will the GT4, the original one, go now a little bit unloved, as has happened with the GT3s that what we've seen? I think they're going to be heading there.
I think the reviews coming out haven't been showering the new car with praise. Yeah, in terms of
it's a good car.
It's not really moved the game on. Similar to the previous one. So initially I thought maybe the values might drop, but it's not making they're not making the new GT4 sound that much more desirable.
But it's a similar kind of money for a brand new car that you can spec your own colors and you can do whatever.
And they're not limited numbers. So Porsche are making as many of these cars as they can sell.
Really?
It's not a limited.
Whereas previously it wasn't a limited numbers car, but there was a slow production and we only got a few and we got them in batches. Now they're saying, we'll give you as many as you like.
But what is the pricing? Refresh the mind.
1.4.
Is it 1.4? Well,
1.4, yeah. Which is actually, you know, we talked about the Lexus. Mm. I mean, it's compelling. Eh? I mean, it's a serious amount of car. Yeah. It's a very special car. But just on another thing, it's just that, you know, the build numbers on the original GT4 are similar to the original GT3 and similar to your guys' GT3. And in the end, like, those limited numbers still haven't become enough to drive the prices silly. Mm. Even though 964 RSs, there were more made than there were GT3s, the prices haven't moved there. So, which, I mean, and this is quite an interesting time. This is I think it might even be this week, is the 20th anniversary of the GT3.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I think that the 981 came in is a little bit expensive. We were waiting for the 718 to come out to see what happens, and I think that in current market at around 1.1-ish, if it does dive to that, it's an incredible value sports car. No, it's
the
a lot of money.
Current GT4.
The 981 GT4.
I think it's going to dip below that.
Anything below 1.1, yeah. I think it's superb value.
Why not?
What a vehicle.
Mm. Yeah. Why not go below a million?
I don't know, but if it does, then fantastic. Please, you know.
Look, we're in very trying economic times where any asset that you're trying to sell, you're trying to sell it quickly.
Mark, Ferrari watch. How many Ferraris on Auto Trader?
Oh, yes.
171.
Sure.
It's the most it's ever been. It's like double this time last year.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Ferraris.
But if you look at, I mean,
and they're not moving. So you're seeing the same cars on. They really are just sitting there for a long period of time.
Oh.
Nothing's selling.
I have news.
Oh. Yeah.
Ah.
Our listeners, I was going to say readers, but our listeners might remember the segment that we did on the Blue California. Mm-hmm. Ferrari California that Mike road tested for us.
Yeah.
It was sold.
Really?
Yes.
To someone you know?
Yes.
And is he getting a whole lot of chickies?
No. I don't know.
Does he have a special place to keep the underwear? Yeah.
Yeah. The panties.
They get thrown at him.
you'll be pleased to know it's gone to a good home.
Does he change the channel from Classic FM?
I don't know. I should ask him that. Yeah. But that's great news. You see, our show actually sold it.
Can you say what he paid for it?
I can't. I don't think I can.
Okay. Yeah. But he got a good deal.
I think it was around about.
Because that thing was genuinely like not molested at all. It was very clean.
It looks okay.
Cool.
Still California.
Does he drive around? Does he drive around with a captain's hat on?
captain's hat.
I'm going to suggest that he does.
Yeah, I've got one. I actually have one.
I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is cool.
I don't know that he's got the best sense of humor, but I'll check.
Really?
You can always try.
Yeah. I then definitely give it to him.
You think he had an amazing sense of humor, given that he bought a California. But anyway,
no, good for him. I hope he
seriously thinks it's a good car.
I hope he gets a tube exhaust for it.
Listen, we never had this discussion, but I followed a California on Sunday. Still not for me.
Yeah, I think because of the cars we've had and we drive, it's not for us. But it's genuinely a good car.
Listen, I like to think I've become very, very open-minded with cars.
Exceptionally open-minded. The stuff that you're open-minded about doesn't necessarily even qualify as a car sometimes. Sometimes it's just panels or mold.
Were you thinking about starting a scrap dealership?
Mike Scrap.
You can get you those like prices that you can put on the window.
Like buy per kilo.
Do you sell your cars per kilo?
Or buy gram.
That's when you know. That's when you know you got to scale outside your driveway.
All right.
Settle down.
We're going to have a quick laugh break and we'll be back shortly to actually talk about Mike Scrap. So we'll take a quick one.
If I want to.
Young people are making their mark. Get up.
Tune into the Sebenza Live Behind the Hustle podcast every Tuesday to find out more about what fascinating careers are out there. You can find us on the Sowetan Live website,
or you can follow us on Twitter on Sebenza Live.
Sebenza boy.
Sebenza girl.
Sebenza.
Yavamdana.
Welcome back to Cargumentative. Mike, it's your time to shine.
I feel like you focused on me way too much. And not in a positive way. I feel like you've become judgmental.
Apparently, in the time we've been off air, you've acquired a 959. And that's a very rare Porsche. And this is apparently a 959 Targa.
No, it's potentially a 959 Targa.
Mark, the best way to look at this now is from the aspect of an intervention. So this is us sitting you down and saying, Mike, you have a problem.
But we
are here for you.
I want to know what this is.
This is sabotage. This is an intervention.
I think you
have a problem.
I just want to state...
And it's not tequila.
I just want to state that you guys have become too fancy. You, in particular, Mark Paluto and Craig Watson, which I never thought I would ever say.
Cut fancy.
Yeah. I mean, I'll concede. Like, when Craig Watson is actually judging me, I am having a think about this.
He uses public transport.
Just anyone wants to look him up. Craig Watson is literally the biggest troll I've ever met in my entire life.
He even looks like one.
It's true.
But not as tall.
He doesn't have a forehead. He has a five head.
How much information are we at liberty to disclose here? I mean, does Wifey listen to the podcast?
No.
So we're safe.
Mark's wife thinks he's on TV.
She actually does.
But he's got a face for radio.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us about this 959.
All right.
For our listeners.
It's not overly drivable right now.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, as 959 should be, it's carbon fiber.
Okay.
Most of it. Yeah. Parts of it.
Okay, brilliant.
They were never.
When you say carbon fiber.
No, they were carbon fiber.
Oh, yeah?
No, they were.
They were Kevlar?
The whole back section.
It was Kevlar?
Yeah, but I think it's the same thing.
No, you're thinking of fiberglass.
If you can shoot a bullet.
Did you buy it in a canoe shop?
Did you buy... Are you saying that you bought a million-dollar... sort of 80s sports car?
Yes.
Did you do it?
Exactly.
That's unbelievable.
That's exactly what I got.
That is huge. I can't believe one of the people in the studio bought $1 million 959.
Also
Porsche.
The first one in the country.
And the first one in South Africa.
The only one in South Africa.
This is big news. We should have started with
this. It is. So it's being delivered to my house tomorrow.
I feel like there's a bat.
And well, it's coming in a bucky.
So, for
our non-South African listeners, a bucky is a pickup. So it's only part of a 959.
Which part?
So it's not a whole part.
So it's the front bumper, the fenders, the side sills, and the rear section.
So exactly like a 959.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what it is.
So all you need now is a donor car.
Yeah. So what are you going to do?
Now there's a plan.
There's a plan. Okay.
So So tomorrow it gets delivered to my house, and then I'm getting, and just to note, just have a look at Cindy Paluta. Just follow. She's actually renting out her husband. By the hour.
Can you last an hour?
So he definitely apparently can't last an hour. But
we have it on good authority.
But it's, yeah, but it's per hour. It's per hour or part thereof. But so Mr. Paluta actually has been quite helpful in the man cave from time to time. He's going to help me.
I clean it.
we're gonna put the 959 kit up in the man cave.
Oh God!
So you bought a set of body panels, actually.
No, I bought a 959, just not all of it.
Is it made by
Bosch?
Yeah, who makes it? Who made it?
Well, because it was made by of carbon Kevlar.
Fiber Kevlar glass.
I think it's these are genuine Porsche parts.
I
don't think
definitely.
So. No, they are.
Have you
it's little known that they made I think 200 of them, and then they made a couple more in kit form.
Of course they did.
They were taking a leaf out of Caterham and Lotus.
No, it's SKD. You save on import fees.
That's it.
Okay. So what else have you bought, Mike? Talk us through this.
So the CL, which is
the CL
600,
CL 600.
Yes, which is a Zonda Touring.
For those of you who don't know this, the Pagani Zonda borrowed an engine from Mercedes-Benz, and it was a V12, 6 liter V12.
Yes, well, just under 6 liters.
Actually, is exactly the same engine as in Mark's car.
Which, funnily enough, has 492 horsepower, same as the Diablo. Both V12s. How's that? Go. Similar displacement.
So Mark is calling his CL 600.
500 is for the plebs.
Touring.
Fair enough. Like an SLR McLaren.
Tell me.
Exactly like that.
But it is a Zonda Touring. I mean, like the same engine.
Which parts of that Zonda Touring work? Let's start with those. It's a shorter list.
No, well, everything works.
Both
seats electric works.
Massaging function. TV.
Yes. No, it doesn't have a TV.
It has a TV.
Does it have adjustable?
Oh, really?
They're obviously not picking up.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it yet.
No, it does have a TV.
I haven't seen I haven't seen the car yet.
No, it is.
Like on E39 M5s, they had that little TV thing. It was so cool. And you could pick up ETV.
The navigation looks like an old school computer game with a car that it
that's too cool.
So it's got bespoke wheels, which are quite cool. They're polished.
Bespoke is another word for aftermarket?
No. I'm saying they were specific to the 600. Yeah. The suspension works, which is a very good thing.
It's a big deal.
Did they find it? It's not the one they found at the bottom of a lake.
No.
It's another one.
No.
But does it have some water damage?
No, just needed a water pump. But and control arms. And a little bit of bodywork. But apart from that, that's all done now.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
I had a question but
we've owned it for for about 4 months. Yeah,
I had a question about cleanliness.
No, it needs a detail.
Okay. No. I mean, but is like what kind of detail? Does it need like a good polish, or if you dropped your sandwich on the carpet, would you never touch it again? Because that's what it looked like in the pictures.
I'm very worried that people have been having sex.
Yeah.
I'm worried people have been transported in it when they weren't alive.
We must get a UV light, actually. That'd be quite cool. And then we can go down into the basement.
We'll post it on Instagram.
It looks like a proper mobster car.
Look, in fairness, I just want to drive it a couple of times. I'm interested to see how the 6 liter goes. I mean, it's a cool car, but we're not keeping it. It's on its way out.
What else did you buy, Mark?
Well, the Boxster came and went.
Good.
The 5 Series Touring came and went.
Why did the Boxster come and go?
Well, we wanted to try and get it running, but it turned out that it had...
It seized. The engine was...
Terminal engine failure.
It seized when it got hot.
Yeah, it seized once it was warm, yeah.
which is the definition of seizing.
Yeah. That's the best time.
But we broke even on that one.
So it wasn't incredible. Seized when it was cold.
We broke even on that one.
Double entendre.
Dodged a bullet. and then, most recently we bought a very cool car. We actually think it might be your old 944.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with
that? What color is it?
Silvery color.
No, mine was like a champagne gold.
Yeah, that too.
Some of the panels are that color. Others are silvery.
Yeah, no, there was quite a lot of bird shit on it.
Is it left-hand drive? Really sure.
It's hard to tell.
No, right-hand drive. No,
is it a runner, Mike?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah, but just needs the water pump replaced. But we've got that.
Does it run when it's hot?
Oh, but it's gone. No, that thing's gone. What came and went. Came sold. And went. Profit. Done. Yes, baby.
Unbelievable.
Done.
Nice work.
Winner.
Yeah. Have you bought anything?
No, I'm avoiding things. I'm living vicariously through Mark. Yeah. He's buying enough for all of us.
Nadav, have you bought anything?
I'm all out, tapped out completely, never buying anything again.
Yeah.
Why?
We're looking to offload cars and buy painting.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody wants to buy my Matera.
What? Sure. Do it, yeah. Sell it.
75,000.
75,000 rand.
75,000. Do they need antipsychotics? Are they
No.
Would they be able to sign their own consent?
I think so.
Okay.
No.
Have you done it?
No, not yet.
What will you do with the money?
He has to sell his car first.
He's
got a Clio Sport.
Why would you sell a Clio Sport to buy a Daihatsu Materia?
Because it's a cooler car.
No. It absolutely is not.
It is.
I'm backing you here. I think you need 75,000 rand.
I do as well.
What are you going to blow it on?
Mm. Nothing. I'd do the sensible thing and take it offshore.
One first class ticket or to London.
That's worth about $2,000 now. Like,
you can
rather
do it offshore. But
you can have much more fun here.
I can add it to what I've got already overseas.
Sure. Legally, Soz, if you're listening, it's legally. He has approval.
Mark, what's the end game with this game you're playing?
I don't know.
Where do you want to? Where do you see yourself?
I don't know. But
12 to 15 years of
scrap
playing,
but I can. Well, with an i59, I mean, we're at the moment. It's becoming caved.
Stop calling it a 959. No, I want you to find a donor car for the 9 bodywork, and then we're going to spray it.
Carrera 4. Okay, so Martin Zandi, if you're listening to this. Gold members parked downstairs, and we're going to start measuring it for fitting.
It doesn't need to be measured, but we'll fit straight.
Sure. It's a 959 Targa, and we'll spray it ourselves. It must be God's red.
Yes.
First ever.
Why?
What color, if you were to make a 959 tribute, red. Let's just say, what color would it be?
Red.
Green. Like that Canepa one.
Yeah. Really?
Have you seen the new white one?
Mm.
So let me ask you this conceptually. Yeah. Why is a 73 RS replica okay, but a 959 replica isn't?
It's the same reason why a Mazda MX-5 turning into a Fiat 124 Spider is fine. Nobody cares about that.
It's more like when they turned MR2 Toyotas into Ferrari 355s. That's kind of where you're going.
That was cool, though. And it worked well.
See, he thought that was cool, which is part of it.
No, but it's not. No. I'll tell you why. Okay, let's just say conceptually.
That worked very well.
Let's assume you got a 964 donor car.
Yeah.
964 Carrera 4, which was a really spawned from the 959. And then you got a hot turbo motor.
You'd rather.
Why would it not be at least a decent replica?
Maybe you're onto something. Nobody's done a 959 replica.
Yeah. You see, and the MR2 Spider was designed to be customized because all the body panels could be bolted off and you could bolt new body panels onto it.
Okay.
So Toyota was clever. They say, let's give the kids what they want, a platform they can customize to suit their taste. So if they want to make a replica 355 or 360,
fine.
We'll give you the vehicle to do it.
I've got an idea for the CL600. We should do a CL600 art car.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Hey?
Absolutely.
Like Andy Warhol did on the BMW.
Listen, I've got a price on that car. You're welcome to buy it. And I do recommend it. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Let's get that graffiti guy who insists on spraying every single thing in the city Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Like
him.
That guy. There isn't a pole or a bin or a fucking sign. Sorry, that he hasn't.
He's gonna. He's gonna have to.
I was even driving down to Pekisa the other day, and there was Mars. like this random concrete thing in the middle of nowhere with Mars sprayed on it. I was like,
Mars.
I must admit, I'm going to be sad to see the CL go, even though I haven't driven it, because we've got a cool number plate for it.
What is it?
Oligarch GP.
I don't want to unpack that on the show.
Well, we wish you luck, Mike.
Thank you.
From strength to strength, from scrap to scrap.
I'm having a lot of fun.
If anyone has any really terrible car they'd like to offer Mike in Warwick, you can reach him on where?
Yeah, we'll give you top dollar.
I heard that there's a Materia Turbo for sale. So
you'll match whatever we buy cars pays. Yeah.
No, we are specializing in automatics.
Oh, yeah.
Specializing in automatics that don't run properly.
The more complicated and complex,
the better.
The better.
What did you say? You actually had the perfect saying. You said, turning a, using a CL600 as a daily is like turning the space shuttle into a private airplane.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is like. Let's take a complicated thing with like minimal parts available.
That you thing's got more motors in its electric seats than all of our other cars combined.
Cars combined, yeah.
I'm sorry, I won't be able to hear you as I waft past in my double glazed car.
Okay.
Guys, well, I think that's all we have time for.
No, yeah. It's fun. Well,
it's that really was fun.
It was. Had a good laugh.
Mm. At my expense.
It's good to be back. Expense. It's good to be back.
It is.
Yeah.
I won't be here next week.
Neither will I.
Yeah, you're going on a proper road trip.
I am.
In an air-cooled car with no aircon.
I'm driving my air-cooled car to Plett.
Sure, you're going to literally lose 4 kilos on the way down.
It'll be fun.
Four on the way back.
I have the sunroof open. It's cool. Winter.
It's winter. That's the ideal time in to the go. For
listen, I don't know if you noticed, it ain't winter anymore.
Yeah. Well, not in this
hopefully
studio.
I hit the Karoo at like sunset.
At but now, midnight. Are you only confident doing that because you've got hydraulic chain tensioners?
Exactly.
Yeah. Otherwise,
if
you would
I drove
never
an 911 SC, I would never attempt this. It's way too risky.
No. You do realize that you... You risk more ridicule if you don't make it.
Of course, it's going to make it. It's an air-cooled Porsche, man.
There's not going to be a problem.
No, there won't be. It won't be a problem.
Good luck. You got a Ferrari to 308 Ferrari to Cape Town.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and it's still going.
That's like a miracle. That's a Hanukkah miracle.
It is. It really is.
It's because. SC is actually German for short range.
Yeah, but
it's
you know like what happened?
Short, so that was the short range model. It was designed for urban...
Urban use only.
For, yeah.
Short trips to the shops.
Short
and
trips. And then they brought out the...
But just remember that the faults had come out of it. All good things can happen. The Diablo broke down. Now it's got active suspension. Boom. Boom.
It shouldn't break.
All right.
Excellent. All right. Well, I want to hear all about that when we come back. Not next week.
The week after.
Away, but the following week.
Good.
Yeah. Cool.
For another episode of... Cargumentative. Guys, thanks for joining me. Thomas Faulkner back in studio. And to all our listeners, tune in again 2 weeks' time. We'll be back on air. Thank you very much.